Blog Talk Radio.
Call me when your nigga ain't around. I don't mind being the dude on the side. You did.
Turn around. Let me lick you from your neck down to your navel. Cause shawty, you look ready. Forget the bag. I wanna lay your body right here on the table. So just hold it steady. I'll go get the camera. We can make a movie. I'm gonna put my hand. Lay back while you do me. Jump right out the shower into the jacuzzi. Giving you what your body wants.
I'm boyfriend number two.
Cause the first one he don't really seem like he know what to do.
I'm boyfriend number two.
And I know you like it freaky. So don't go to give it to you.
I'm boyfriend number two. Don't fuck, don't fight, don't argue.
Cause second place is always got a whole lot to prove. Pick you up and put you on a counter.
Girl, you feel so safe.
I'm not your other man. I'ma take my time and kiss all around ya.
Only if you let me.
I'll go get the camera. We can make a movie. I'm gonna put my hands up. Lay back while you do me. Jump right out the shower into the jacuzzi. Giving you what your body wants.
I'm boyfriend number two.
Questions like, is texting considered cheating? What about chatting through social media with the opposite sex? And can you forgive a one-time cheater? In hopes of helping you salvage a relationship that has been impacted by infidelity or walk away from it as a better person, whether you're the person who was unfaithful or the person that was cheated on. But first, let me introduce you to Dr. Thema Bryant-Davis, our expert tonight. Dr. Thema is a licensed psychologist, poet, dancer, and minister. Dr. Bryant-Davis, an associate professor at Pepperdine University, is also past president of the Society for the Psychology of Women. Dr. Thema earned her doctorate from Duke University, completed her postdoctoral training at Harvard Medical Center, and is a past American Psychological Association representative to the United Nations. The North Carolina Arts Council named her Emerging Artist of the Year. She has been featured on BET, PBS, and C-SPAN, as well as in the Boston Globe, Essence Magazine, and Black Entertainment Television's Weekend Magazine. Dr. Thema has been a recurring mental health consultant on The Dr. Phil Show and the TV One shows Love Addiction and Casey and JoJo Come Clean. I missed that show. Got to catch up, see if I can find that online. But she's the author of the critically acclaimed books Thriving in the Wake of Trauma, A Multicultural Guide, which she and I will discuss in just a minute. Also, Mangoes and Manna, and the book The Birthing of a Lioness, and is the recording artist on the CD called Sky, an upbeat black girl song. Her work is based in an interdisciplinary understanding of spirituality, gender, culture, and psychology. For more information about Dr. Thema Bryant-Davis, visit her website, drthema.com. Dr. Thema, welcome to Relationships 360 Degrees.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad that you had me and that you're addressing this important topic. I appreciate the warm welcome and introduction.
Well, I mean, you have such an extensive biography. I was just amazed I was able to cut it down and, you know, kind of hit the high points of, you know, of the things that you've done in your career. You certainly have many talents. So it's a privilege and a blessing to have you on the show tonight. Again, with all the things that you juggle, I'm amazed that you were able to fit us into your schedule tonight. But as you said, it's an important topic, so I look forward to, you know, getting in the discussion about, you know, infidelity, how to, you know, kind of, you know, some of the signs you can look for that, you know, your spouse or your partner might be cheating. You know, if you are the one who has cheated in a relationship, you know, how you can go about restoring that relationship or salvaging that relationship. We're going to get into all of that tonight. And you guys out there in the audience, if you want to give us a call, you can at 714-409-0610. Talk to Dr. Thema Bryant-Davis, our guest expert tonight. She definitely has a lot of experience in this topic from what I've seen from the shows that she's appeared on and been a mental health consultant too. So yeah, let's get into before we get into tonight's topic, let me ask you about your book, Thriving in the Wake of Trauma, A Multicultural Guide. Can you kind of give us a brief synopsis of what the book is about? And I understand that you're willing to give away a copy, a signed copy of the book, away to one of our fans tonight.
Yes, absolutely. It has really been a work of love that I wanted to share with people who have experienced difficult, traumatic events, whether those are child abuse, sexual assault, growing up seeing domestic violence, different experiences of oppression. A lot of people this week have been talking about the Trayvon Martin killing. And so difficult experiences, and helping people to recognize those things affect us, but they don't have to define us, that there are different stages that you can work through to address your healing, dealing with issues of anger, sadness, body image, self-esteem. And the beautiful thing about the book is each chapter addresses one of those topics, but at the end of each chapter, it gives you self-help activities that you can do. And, of course, for those who are having ongoing struggles, I encourage them to seek out counseling. But there are also some strategies that you can do on your own, such as journaling or connecting and talking to positive people in your life, and spiritual acts as well to help in the healing process. The last thing I'll say about the book is that it's not just a matter of getting rid of negative symptoms like depression or anxiety, but really trying to get to a place of thriving. You want to be everything you were born to be, you know, in